Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Monday morning. It's the 15th day of September. It's Wife Appreciation Day, Women's Friendship Day. More importantly, it's Double Cheeseburger Day. And Lynn, good morning. Things you need to know this morning. The developer of the site that used to house historic Gillian's Wonderland Pier confirms it's considering two different proposals for the property. Both are residential developers. Residential developments. The developer, Icona Resorts, confirms one proposal is a $25 million offer from Philip Norcross, brother of Democratic power broker George Norcross. The company says the other offer is from Ryan Holmes. The last proposal called for a luxury hotel to be built on the site, but it failed to garner support from the Ocean City Council.
Three family members in South Jersey are charged in connection with the murder of a Deptford man following a card game in June. Police say Everton Thomas, his wife Sherry Parker, and their son Deshaun Thomas, all from Camden, have been arrested following the disappearance and death of 48-year-old Harold Miller Jr. Police say he went over the family's house in Camden to play cards on June 12th. Police say he was reported missing 2 days later. Thomas is charged with murder, and all three are charged with desecration of human remains and tampering with physical evidence.
And everybody will be a little Irish in North Wildwood this weekend. The Irish Fall Festival happens Saturday and Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, some sunshine, mix of clouds, high of 77.
It'll be me, that's Keith. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Big week, Cash Cow returns on Thursday. Win $1,000 every day. What you need to do is download the Cat Country 107.3 app and be ready to play Cash Cow starting Thursday morning at 8:20. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Bonnie from Hamilton sent us the joke that he used this morning. She actually sent us this morning on the app, the Cat Country 107.3 app. So, Bonnie, thank you very much.
Bon, thank you.
Here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning. What's the best reason for dating a homeless person? At the end of the day, you can just drop them off anywhere. Thanks to everybody who came out Friday afternoon / evening. It was Joe and Jana happy hour once again at the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. We had a great time, some great food and drink as well.
Those cowboy nachos, I dream about them. So myself and our promo gal, Sheena, we split them on the way home. And she brought them home and she let her kids try them. And she said, they are obsessed. Thanks a lot. Now they got to go back all the time. And good, because it's so much fun in there. When I tell you, I like ate some in the car. After we dropped the van off at the station and I was on the way home, they're so good. Oh, I'm dreaming about them already.
Big thanks to everybody who came out to Saturday. I was at Jersey Cow Ice Cream in Northfield. Had a great time in the pumpkin ice cream. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
London, England. A car thief arrested after he, get a load of this, ended up putting gasoline into the stolen diesel-powered car. The 27-year-old thief and his accomplice arrested after the Audi they stole broke down at the side of the road. See, this is the real reason we can't have self-serve in New Jersey. Good morning. We are very excited to be bringing you back Cash Cow this Thursday, 8:20 a.m. Thursday will be your first chance to win. How about $1,000 winners every day with Good Morning. We're Joe and Jana here at Things You Need to Know This Morning. The developer of the site that used to house historic Gillian's Wonderland Pier confirms it's considering two different proposals for the property. Both are residential developers. Residential developments. The developer, Icona Resorts, confirms one proposal is a $25 million offer from Philip Norcross, brother of Democratic power broker George Norcross. The company says the other offer is from Ryan Holmes. The last proposal called for a luxury hotel to be built on the site, but it failed to garner support from the Ocean City Council.
Three family members in South Jersey are charged in connection with the murder of a Deptford man following a card game in June. Police say Everton Thomas, his wife Sherry Parker, and their son Deshaun Thomas, all from Camden, have been arrested following the disappearance and death of 48-year-old Harold Miller Jr. Police say he went over the family's house in Camden to play cards on June 12th. Police say he was reported missing 2 days later. Thomas is charged with murder, and all three are charged with desecration of human remains and tampering with physical evidence.
And everybody will be a little Irish in North Wildwood this weekend. The Irish Fall Festival happens Saturday and Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, some sunshine, mix of clouds, high of 77.
Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country morning birthdays start right now.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday, Sabrina McCollum of Kamen Courthouse. Sabrina's 48.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Kevin Farnham of Northfield is 64. Natalie Zimmer of Galloway is 32. Woo. Happy birthday, Colleen Linder of Mays Landing. She's 54.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Elaine Marshall has a birthday today. And Karen Liggett of Mays Landing is 61. Happy birthday, Karen Liggett. That's it. We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Colleen Linder of Mays Landing. Colleen is 54 today.
All right.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. We got tickets to Monster Trucks coming to Wildwood Beach. That'll be in Morning Trivia in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, we're looking forward to Thursday when we start dishing out the cash.
Yes, please. All the moolah coming your way.
Cash Cow returns Thursday, $1,000 every day. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy. Again, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, 4 tickets to Renegade Monster Trucks in Wildwood Friday night, September 26th at 7:30. Monster Trucks are returning to Wildwood again. Monsters on the Beach, presented by Renegade Monster Trucks and the Greater Wildwood Hotel Motel Association. 2 days, 3 big shows, Friday the 26th, Saturday the 27th. You win trivia this morning. You have 4 tickets to Friday's Monster Truck shows in Wildwood. Here's the question. While the average woman owns 5 of these, she regularly uses only 2. The average woman owns 5 of these, but she regularly only uses 2. What is it? 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today being brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs on trivia this morning. 4 tickets to Monster Trucks. Heading back to Wildwood the weekend of September 26th and 27th. If you win trivia, you got 4 tickets to Friday night, September 26th, 7:30 on the beach in Wildwood. Here's the question. While the average woman owns 5 of these, she regularly only uses 2. She owns 5, uses 2. What is it? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country. Our truck's coming to Wildwood. We got 4 tickets for Friday, April 26th at 7:30 on the beach in Wildwood. Here's the question. The average woman owns 5 of these. She regularly only uses 2. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a purse?
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, I'm calling in about the trivia question.
Yes. We're answering about the trivia. What do you got?
Purses?
No, women's thank purses. You. That's not it. Thanks. Okay. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Wallet.
No, that's not it either. Thank you.
Makes it sound more real.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Bottles of perfume.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Woo! Oh my God. No way.
Yes way.
Happening. Oh my God.
How did you know that?
Oh my God. I love perfume. I have so many.
How many do you have?
And I never use. I use one actually, not even 2.
What's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, where are you from?
I'm from Williamstown originally, but I live in Brigantine.
Morgan, nice. You smell great this morning, and we've got Monster Truck tickets for you. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
2 out of 5 women. I mean, the average woman has 5 of these and uses 2 of them. The answer was perfume.
I think that's true. I have about 5 or 6, and I use 2 on the regular.
The average man has 2 bottles of cologne and uses...
1 for day, 1 for night?
0 of them.
That could be true, too.
1 for day, 1 for night.
Yeah, well, isn't that... That's what we
hear. Weirdos. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny here at the Know this morning. The developer of the site that used to house historic Gillian's Wonderland Pier confirms it's considering 2 different proposals for the property. Both are residential developers. Residential developments. The developer, Icona Resorts, confirms one proposal is a $25 million offer from Philip Norcross, brother of Democratic power broker George Norcross. The company says the other offer is from Ryan Holmes. The last proposal called for a luxury hotel to be built on the site, but it failed to garner support from the Ocean City Council.
3 family members in South Jersey are charged in connection with the murder of a Deptford man following a card game in June. Police say Everton Thomas, his wife Sherry Parker, and their son Deshaun Thomas, all from Camden, have been arrested following the disappearance and death of 48-year-old Harold Miller Jr. Police say he went over to the family's house in Camden to play cards on June 12th. Police say he was reported missing 2 days later. Thomas is charged with murder, and all three are charged with desecration of human remains and tampering with physical evidence.
And everybody will be a little Irish in North Wildwood this weekend. The Irish Fall Festival happens Saturday and Sunday.
And your South Jersey weather for today, some sunshine, mix of clouds, high of 77.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, in retrospect, I guess one drunken night of stupidity isn't the best response when a kid asks where babies come from.
That's true.
Number two, I just talked to the only guy in India named Arnold. Thank you, telemarketer.
Yeah.
Number three, turn the music down. I'm trying to park. Absolutely right.
That's every time. And going through a toll, too.
Number four, five-year plan. I don't even have a five-minute plan.
Correct.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Rubs lamp. Genie appears. Makes me listen to ads before each wish. 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Question for you, Jonna. What age does life suck the most?
I would say, at what age does life suck the most? I would say 47.
Oh, my God.
29.
29. David Blanchflower studied humans all over the world. He's a Dartmouth professor and found that all humans, regardless of location and economic well-being, experience a U-shaped happiness curve that hit its lowest point.
29.
At 47.2. You were right. Earning Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
Big prize, $1,000 every day. You can get ready now by downloading the Cat Country 107.3 app and be ready to play Thursday morning.
Yeah, just so you're prepared.
Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's